Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're also on the 838 to Tacoma with a layover in the Phoenix Sky Harbor. I love the name of that airport. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, a 180-page letter to American Airlines. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Missiles, whether it's shooting them off or shooting them down, they're causing a lot of headaches today. We've got two stories. Complete midweek missile team coverage starts with Ivan Watson reporting on Iran's provocative long-range missile test.
Iranian state-run TV showed footage of nine missiles being test-fired in a desert this morning. Among them was a Shahab 3, which, with its range of some 1,200 miles, could reach Israel from Iranian territory. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps commander called the exercise a clear message to Iran's enemies. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have escalated amid reports that America's close ally Israel conducted military exercises last month to train for a possible attack against Iran. Yesterday, an influential Iranian cleric warned that in the event of an attack, Tehran would retaliate and the first targets would be the Israeli city of Tel Aviv and U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf.
NPR's Ivan Watson with that story. In other missile news, Russia has a lot more missiles than Iran. The Russians aren't using theirs, but the U.S. deal with the Czech Republic on missile defense rubs them raw. The U.S. says the shield shouldn't worry them. As is often the case in diplomacy, what isn't being said is the most interesting stuff. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow.
The Russian Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying Moscow would take military action if the Czech parliament ratifies yesterday's initial deal with Washington. The Pentagon dismissed Moscow's statement as bellicose rhetoric aimed at making its European allies nervous about cooperating over the shield. The White House says the missile shield is necessary to defend against attacks from rogue states such as Iran. But the Kremlin says the missile shield would be directed against Russia and would undermine global security. President Bush met Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on the sidelines of a Group of Eight summit in Japan yesterday. Speaking afterward, Medvedev said there had been no progress in bridging any disagreements between the two countries.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting from Moscow. So the missile shield rift continues at the G8, but President Bush was optimistic about a deal there to cut greenhouse emissions.
We made progress, significant progress, toward a comprehensive approach.
Big part of that approach is G8 leaders agreeing to cut carbon emissions by 50% by the year 2050, the 50-50 plan for short, not signing on to 50-50 powerhouse developing nations like China and India. As Pennsylvania's state police chief, he fought crime on the highways. Now Colonel Jeffrey Miller will work for the NFL going after signal traffickers. This comes after a controversy where the New England Patriots were busted taping signals a rival team uses to call plays. Miller will also watch over security and fan behavior. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
The BPP Midweek Missile Team bringing you all your ballistic statistics. Thank you, Mark.
Well done.